Yep.
Okay, it is 3:02 on this special meeting of the Civil Service Commission to order. Let's do a roll call. I'm Kevin Bird.
Richard Daniels.
Robert Killian.
Johanna Vanderstoop.
Dan Reisfeld.
Amber Richards.
Scott Steyer.
All right, first up is a conflict of interest. I'll go first. I have nothing to declare.
And just the same recurring disclosure, I also serve also on a Kitsap County Commission, which allocates tax proceeds from the mid-tax, Bainbridge Island Police Department, and a number of us officers recipients of those funds.
Robert Killian, nothing to report.
Joe Vanderstoop, nothing to report.
Dan Reisfeld, nothing to report.
All right, next up will be public comment. There is no member of the public here. So we'll move on to the next one, which will be continued deliberations. We'll be going to executive session for that.
And Mr. Chair, would you mind putting that site, RCW?
RCW 42.30.140, section 2.
And we'd note that Ms. Richards is leaving the room.
And Richards is leaving the room for deliberations.
And then I think we're still on the record for now.
Just press that.
We are back on the record at 4:09. Mr. Chair.
Thank you. We have reached, we've concluded our deliberations. I'd just like to go around the table and ask anybody to make any statements or comments they would like.
Rich?
Yeah, I have no comment.
Rob Killian, no comment.
Joe Vanderstoop, no comment.
Dan Reisfeld, no comment.
Trenenberg, no comment. I'd like to read the statement and...
Well, the motion would be in order, Mr. Chair, to in regard to a decision, so...
Okay, well, I would like to entertain a motion.
This is Rob Killian. I move that the Civil Service Commission of the City of Bainbridge Island makes the following determination.
I'd like to read the statement. Accordingly, the Civil Service Commission of the City of Bainbridge Island determines, one, the existence of a lie that is willful and intentional misrepresentation has not been proven. Accordingly, Mr. Walker is not automatically disqualified from employment. 3. The Commission finds, however, that good cause has been shown for the removal of Mr. Walker from the eligibility list. The information he provided ultimately proved to be false, inaccurate, and misleading in a certified personal history statement. Pursuant to Civil Service Rules 3.4.2, 7.5, and 7.5.6, as well as the authority vested in the Commission pursuant to RCW 41.08.040, the Commission finds that material reasons exist to disqualify the application. Number 4, the determination of the Secretary Chief Examiner that Jermaine Walker should be disqualified for lying under the automatic disqualifiers is reversed. The disqualification of lateral candidate Jermaine Walker is hereby affirmed due to his omissions and misrepresentations.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes unanimously.
I also have a motion. I move that the board authorize the chair to communicate to the city manager concerns that were raised during the course of the testimony by Mr. Walker concerning the authorship or purported authorship of documents that appear to us to have been at least improperly authored regarding his personal qualifications for employment.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. I would like to also entertain a motion to direct our attorney Scott to draft a decision the for Jermaine Walker.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I got a second there first.
Okay. For the record, I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Okay.
Mr. Chair, you've got some minutes for May 5th and May 12th.
There you go.
Agenda for approval.
Sure do. All right. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes for May 5th, 2015? Entertain a motion to approve the minutes for May 5th, 2015.
I'll move to approve the May 12th, 2015 minutes.
And I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. And has everybody had a chance to look over the May 12th, 2015 minutes?
This is Rob Killian. I move to approve the May 12th, 2015 special meeting minutes.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, the minutes have been approved. Yeah. All right, any final comments by anybody?
I will not be here for July's meeting. I will be out of town.
All right.
What is July's?
It's the 9th.
It would be the first
Tuesday, so. Oh, the 7th, perhaps.
So, the 7th.
Yeah. Much as I enjoy my time with you, do you guys want to, just a suggestion that the, might want to ask the chair and Amber to coordinate when you have the agenda, because you're going to have some agendas that you're more than capable of handling without an attorney, and try to keep the city's bill within reason. Again, always glad to come, but I think you might just using the city's resources thoughtfully.
Thoroughly agree.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. If that is all, we are adjourned at 4:18.